You know, when I first got in this business, the Congdon Water business, and by the way, I've been in right at 2 years, and I've been in the industry 31 years full time. I have marketed from my home with some network marketing company from the day I left college. And back then there was a recession. I couldn't get a job, and that's what put me in the industry. I made enough money to where I didn't have to get a job, and then I learned this business. And it has been fortunate enough, my wife and I and six children, we have earned, with the last company I was with, $5 million with them. I left them. I had 67,000 in my downline, and I've heard stories like this, and I never really believed it. I knew there had to be a catch or something to it, but why would somebody leave a huge organization with made the kind of money that we made? And simply because I saw that there was a better future with our technology over anything I'd ever seen anywhere. What it did for my personal health, my wife, and one of my six children got just absolutely phenomenal results. And we had a background in health and nutrition. We owned a health food store in my hometown. So, you know, you have to understand the amount of supplements and herbs and things that I had been around, knowing that natural is the way to go. And I had a pretty good knowledge of that, a way to go. But the water did more for us than when I bought a unit. I started sharing the water, and hands down, I want to say this at least twice, it is my honest opinion that our Congdon water technology is the greatest health product in the world. And as I challenge people to come up with something that comes close to doing what our product does, I need to hear it because I'd love to get a hold of it. But I don't believe there's anything out there in the world that could rock your boat, change your health, head you in a positive way with your health than our technology. Now, when I first got in, and let me just tell you the subject of what we're talking about here. No, most people find it that they have to give the water away before they can sell a unit. And in some instances, that's true. And I had that philosophy and belief when I first got in the business, and it took me about 3 to 4 months before I realized, maybe even 6 months before I realized that I can sell more units faster by marketing them and people never tasting the water, trying the water. Now, there's several philosophies in this business, and I did not have the one I'm going to share with you now, and that is I put more emphasis on understanding what this water can do, the science behind it, and there's enough proof out there that somebody really does not have to taste or drink this water. In other words, it's not necessary that, in fact, here's a trap a lot of people get in, and to just lay the cards on the table, when I was approached by Fred Brown and Kathy Baskin, and I had met with Nita. I had flown out to towards California to see the home office and kind of talk to some of the leaders. I had to try the water first. I had to see if I got results, and I was not going to move to the next step until I tried some of this water. Now, the way I was approached and what I had heard and my understanding of this water was not what I ultimately come to understand and appreciate after I did my homework. But I had sold water purification, reverse osmosis, and two-stage, just carbon filter blocks. I had sold whole house systems, point-of-use systems, point-of-entry systems. I had a pretty good little water business, and I knew more than 95% of Americans when it come to purifying water, if not 99%. I understood reverse osmosis. I marketed distillers. I marketed even a Vortex product that we all had interesting things it could do. But when I heard of this water, I had never heard of it. It was, you know, and if someone who's kind of on the cutting edge or supposed to be hadn't heard of this type water, then it had to be, very few people would know about it. If I didn't know about it, then very few others would. So when I did my homework, I was blown away at my understanding of ionized, alkaline, restructured, mineral-charged, antioxidant water. And people say, AJ, what are you talking about? And I'll repeat it because it needs to be said slowly, and they've got to distinguish right up front, this is not normal, typical water. This is not water that came not out of your sink, but out of my sink, running through some kind of machine that just filtered the water. It is not that at all. We're talking about ionizing, alkalining, restructuring, charging the water with electricity, antioxidant water. Now, that's what we market. We're talking about ionizing, alkalining, restructuring, charging the water with electricity, antioxidant water. Now, that's what we market. So the subject being, do you need to insist or recommend that someone try the water? Now, if you do that, and I have someone that had to try it first, and somebody UPS'd me boxes of water. I believe it was Fred Brown. I never have gotten for sure who did it. I thought it was Kathy from Orlando, and I'm in Alabama. But Fred sent it from Las Vegas. It took 2 days to get to me, and in 2 days I drank the water, and my wife and I got results. We ran out of water. Our issues came back. I asked for some more water. I was even willing to pay the shipping this time because I didn't want to put somebody out. It was like $40 to ship me a whole bunch of water. And got a second batch, and they didn't charge me for the shipping. They didn't use my UPS shipper number. They shipped me more water. And sure enough, my issues came back. And then I had a decision to make. In fact, I got angry. I said, "Dadgummit, now I got to spend the money on one of these machines because I know it works." Now, I believe that everybody that bought a machine had to try the water first, because that's what I did. And I realize that that is not the smartest and the best marketing approach. Now, I rarely recommend somebody try the water. It's, have you looked at the research? Do you understand how that ionizer works? And when the emphasis is there, people say, well, I'd like to try the water. Well, it's going to taste like water. It's going to taste like great tasting water, but it's just water. You're not going to notice a difference in the taste. It's about understanding what it means to drink alkaline. What is ionized? What do you mean? What does it mean to restructure, to put electricity in the water? What do you mean by antioxidant water? And I've gotten good at explaining that to where they're thirsty and they want some of this water. But as soon as I say, well, let me see if I can get you some of this water, I've just delayed the sale 30 to 60 days. I have put off possibly the purchase of this machine 30 to 60 days down the road because now I'm in Alabama and I'm talking to somebody in Illinois. Okay, I tell them, well, let me see if I can get you some. Well, if I can't get them some, they may not buy because they're waiting. All the brakes are on. Their thought is, I got to try this water. I got to see if it rocks my boat, if it changes the health of my family in some way. So, I've got to try the water. And if I say that, then they stop. The brakes are on. The ball's in my court. Now I've got to get them water. Okay, so I start calling friends and try to find who do you know that's got water in some small town in Illinois or outside of Chicago. I'm just picking a city, and so I'm chasing where to get them water. And I remember when I first got in the business, I kind of wore my upline out. Do you know anybody in this city that has water? You know, man, that city. And that got old. It got old for them. And it got old for me, and there really wasn't a network, and there still isn't, and there may never be. And you might think, well, why don't, you know, Congen organize us in the field, organize some way of getting water out, and maybe that'll happen. I'm not the man to do that. But right now, there's not a way for everybody to figure out how to get people water. So when I did that, I ended up having a UPS. And, in fact, in the early, the first year of my business, I shipped, and I have a UPS shipper number. I remember I owned a health food store. We ship stuff all over the country. And I was used to having different, I could order boxes any size I wanted. I had boxes that fit exactly gallon jugs with a separator inside. I could ship four at a time. You know, I put them in plastic jugs, and they were super heavy. It was expensive to ship water. The water was practically cost nothing, but the shipping was expensive, and it got results. But what happened, to picture this, somebody's curious about this water. They are looking at the business. They see that there's a lot of money in it. But like you and I, hey, if we don't get results, if I don't notice anything, then why buy the machine or why market something that I don't believe works? So I caught myself and I painted myself in a corner. And as soon as it slipped out of my mouth, and by the way, it took me many months to never say, let me see if I can get you some water. Because as soon as I said that, and you got to picture yourself, if I'm introducing you to this water and I'm telling you and I'm explaining the water, I've got you curious, and your lips are dry, and you're smacking your mouth, and you tell me, well, I'd like to try some of this water. My first response is it will probably be very difficult to find somebody within an hour's drive of you where you have to go and get the water. I don't think anybody's going to deliver it to you. You'll have to drive round trip, possibly 1 hour there, 1 hour back. And what I'm doing is painting a picture in their mind. Ugh, I don't want to do that. You know, I can't expect somebody that's in another part of the country that's not related to me or you drive to you to get you some water. And I don't really volunteer to ship them the water. the emphasis, the ball's in my court to get them to understand what this water is.